You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's services activity growth declined to a one-year low, with the sector's Purchasing Managers Index (PMI) declining to 56.9 in November 2023 from 58.4 in the previous month, according to the data released by S&P Global on Tuesday. This is below the market forecasts of 58, pointing to the softest growth in the sector since November last year, amid a slowdown in rates of growth for both new orders and output, with new export orders rising the least in 5 months. In PMI parlance, a print above 50 means expansion, while a score below 50 denotes contraction. According to S&P Global's survey data, the increase in Indian services activity extended into November, with cooling price pressures and demand resilience inducing sales growth. Next up, the Black Friday sales saw an order surge of 36.37% by D2C brands in comparison to the weekend prior, said GoQuick. According to the company data, the GMV also saw a 57.34% increase compared to the weekend prior to the Black Friday sale weekend. Last year too, it added, brands in the GoQuick network had seen a GMV uplift of up to 60%, a trend that has been continuing this year as well. In terms of the mode of payment, while COD orders grew by 39.93%, RTO reduced by almost 10%, and this trend was seen across all categories including beauty and personal care, fashion, electronics, home decor and healthcare, as they all saw a dip in RTO rate. Additionally, Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance Company Limited, ABSLI, the life insurance subsidiary of Aditya Birla Capital, has announced the launch of ABSLI Salaried Term Plan, a customized and budget-friendly protection solution for salaried professionals. It is a non-linked, non-participating, life individual pure risk premium plan that offers salaried professionals the freedom to design plans as per their individual protection needs. ABSLI Salaried Term Plan offers a range of comprehensive life cover options to suit the diverse needs of policyholders. Apart from the conventional life cover option, policyholder can choose a life cover with return of premium ROP option that allows them to receive the total premiums paid on survival, excluding GST, loadings, and other charges. In other news, Indian organized liquor industry revenue is growing at 12-13% this fiscal to approximately Rs 4.45 lakh crore after a 15-16% growth last year, said a report by CRISIL Rating. The growth is driven by strong demand and premiumization. A study of 33 liquor companies accounting for approximately 15% of the organized liquor segment revenues by CRISIL Rating said that blended operating profitability of distillers and brewers is expected to increase 100 to 150 BPS with softening of input costs. Meanwhile, credit profiles will remain strong with leaner balance sheets on the back of significant deleveraging in the last three fiscals. The liquor industry can be broadly segmented into distillers and brewers. On to some exciting news. Alpec Solar, India's leading manufacturer of solar systems, has submitted its draft Red Herring Prospectus (DRHP) with NSE Emerge. The offering comprises a fresh issuance of 64,80,000 equity shares with a face value of Rs 10 apiece. The company intends to utilize Rs 19.55 crore of the net proceeds from the IPO to upgrade and expand its existing solar module manufacturing facility, increasing its capacity by 750 MW, Rs 12.94 crore to set up a new manufacturing unit for its solar modules aluminium frame, Rs 20.49 crore to meet its working capital requirements, and the remaining capital to be used for general corporate expenses. Meanwhile, the Railway Ministry has taken proactive measures in response to the impending severe cyclonic storm Michuang. In order to address the challenges posed by the powerful storm, the Ministry has established an emergency control cell in Chennai and a dedicated war room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. A statement released by the Railway Ministry on Monday, December 4, informed that the comprehensive readiness of the Indian Railways to ensure the smooth and safe operation of railways in the areas expected to be impacted by Cyclone Michoang. As part of their disaster management preparedness, the ministry has instituted an emergency control cell at the divisional and headquarters levels. At the board level, a war room has been activated to monitor all locations continuously. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Tuesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 168.50 points or 0.81% to settle at 20,855.10, while the BSE Sensex jumped 431.02 points or 0.63% to 69,296.14. The broader indices ended in positive territory with gains led by large cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index rallied 580.85 points or 1.25% to settle at 47,012.25. Banking and consumer durable stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while media, realty and IT stocks shed. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.